All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with How to Fix the Future. Now, I have an announcement. Normally, we were just going to end this, you know, but it seems that Chapter 2, Part 1 is finished. I won't be able to play it till March 22nd, but we still got plenty of time, right? So let's go ahead and just go through this, and if it ends, we'll go back to it when I get part two. I don't know how long part two, or chapter two, part one is, but I know he's been working on it for a long time, so it may last us a while. If games that we're playing get add-ons, we'll play them. It's just when I can get them. Because there's a lot more in queue, guys. There's so many more in queue. Kiss her or don't do this? Nah, nah. I don't get you. I thought you... Where's the fucking renders? Oh, we got some that we didn't see. Okay. I don't get you. I thought you... Humming. You're a strange one, Grim. You have something I don't know. You're not like other guys. You're the strange one. Hey, and I can see that you're enjoying this moment, am I right? What do you mean? It's kind of weird. I can't say I'm enjoying this. I'm quite confused, actually. And what is this, then? This is my body's natural response to an irritant. I can't control this. An irritant? So that's what I am to you? It's so tight and stuffy in here. You rubbed against me in the dark, and now you got naked. And then your smell, you got a little sweaty, and then your perfume, this scent, is stimulating. Grim, I think there's something more than just the body reaction to an irritant. You want me, don't you? And you find the smell of my sweat stimulating. Who's the dirty boy here, Grim? Humming. I don't know, we should go with all of them, right? Finally, we can be direct, because we were just beating around the bush. Natural response to an irritant, you say. At first you're checking out my butt the whole session, now this. Someone's thirsty. I actually want a drink, maybe we can find some. Keep it down, Grim, they're still looking for us, remember? Now shut up and don't make a noise. They are looking for you, not look. What's that, Grim? I can't understand you. Let's just have a look at what's bursting out of your pants. Whoa! Why don't we take them off completely? You do know what to do with this, right? For every key, there's a keyhole. Will you show me your keyhole? Look at him. You want the whole treasure chest right away. No, first of all, I want to play with this key. Where it is you like to play with it with your hand? What? Who says that? Doesn't matter. Oh, Riley, your hand is so tender. Thanks. Come on, are you close already? No, play more with my, key. The key is dripping. Delicious. Oh God, girl, why are you teasing? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Maybe you can take it in your mouth? Nope. What? Yeah, do you enjoy it so much? Yeah. I just needed to moisturize it a little bit, and now look at him twitching. Okay, they just have two angles, and then you... Riley, Riley, slow down or I'll... Ah, coming! Ah! Not on my face, Grim. You have to warn. Fuck! God, girl, you're something else. You too, Grim. You too. We'll play longer next time, and maybe you will be the one teasing my keyhole. Hee hee. I think we can leave now. Let's get dressed. So you mind telling me what this is all about? I jerked you off in a storage room, silly. No, okay, never mind. Finally, frickin' students. Same thing every goddamn day. Humanity is on the verge of extinction while they... Ah! I hate it. I love my job. So how are you doing, stoners? Recovered? Training was fun, even if it was hard. I blacked out in history and now I'm like hungover. Basically, it's ass, Grim. Ass. I'm not doing that bad. I'm more used to this shit, but I'm a little hungover too. Fuck, guys. Why? We're lucky that Olga didn't tell Octavia or Joe Morgan about this. It's somewhat a shame. I'm wondering how Madam President would punish me. Fuck, dude, please drop your voice a half step, slowly piping down. Easy, easy, easy. Like that on... What? Like that on decibel minimum. I've got a headache. While you're here laughing that hard. It's a good thing that there's no more lessons today. You two should get some rest. Just don't get stoned like that anymore. At least call me next time. I even got a little bit jealous. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Of course, because I wasn't there. Ah, you dog. I should have known that you banged the baby girl. I didn't bang her. We just talked about life, about family. Boring. Chloe? Ah, shit. Damn you. I almost crapped my pants. Mistress, good afternoon. How can I help you, Your Highness? Keep your jabs to yourself, Chloe. I'm not in the mood. You and in the mood. I can't even imagine that. Chloe, watch your mouth. Okay, what? I need you in the cyber unit. We'll see if you're as good as your file says. Oh, Your Highness, I'm much better than it says, trust me. But why don't we do this tomorrow? It's been a long day. I want to get some rest. Oh, is that the case? As you wish, of course. I can wait as long as you need. Sorry for bothering you. Wait, really? Okay, thanks. I'll let you know when I'm ready. Get up and follow me now. Shit, fine, I'm coming. Bitch. Suffocating. Help! I said follow me. I'm coming, Jesus. But seriously, when was the last time you had a good fuck? Chloe's asking for trouble. I worry that Octavia won't tolerate her antics for too long. Actually, what's she gonna do to us? We're the chosen ones. She has to take it seriously if she wants to fix the future. Yeah, you're probably right. And I still don't understand. Why are we here? If we were chosen to save the future, then how come there's no further instructions in these fragments, artifacts, or whatever there is? The one who started it wouldn't want us to study at that academy. Mistress Octavia didn't offer us any clear solutions or plans going forward. Only hastily crafted ideas, which aren't the best either. I get the impression that she doesn't know what to do with neither of us, nor the portal. What? Hold on, let me say that a little better. I got the impression that she doesn't know what to do with either of us, nor the portal. I don't know, man. But going through the academy is not that bad of an option. I kind of enjoyed it. It feels like I got into a university. But it looks more like a school, physical training. It's a joke, not a training. Where will we need this training? I'm pumping harder in my gym. Damn, there are more exercise machines than here. That was just the first day. And from what I understand, that's just normal sessions to keep us in shape. Olga said something about a full-on training program. Maybe it's gonna look different. I hope so, but I'm still good to no one. I'm in a chair, what can I do? Don't say that. By the way, what did Octavia say about combat? Oh, about that. I think there's no point hiding this from you, but I served in the army. I fought in the Middle East. Did it happen to you there? Yeah, we were going on a mission, but we're ambushed. They started firing at us with RPGs. First two cars blew up immediately. I was in the third one. We had time to spread out and set up the defense. Our gunfire suppressed the enemy's position where they were firing from, but then another missile came from the other side, right behind my back. Car blew up. I got sent by a blast. I passed out. I woke up in the hospital a few days later. Many shrapnel wounds in the back and my spinal damage upon impact. Or spinal damage upon impact, rather. Doctor said that I wouldn't be able to walk again. Got discharged. Was recovering for a couple of years. I've had several more surgeries. Pulled out more splinters. One splinter was too close to the spine. Too dangerous to remove it. It can paralyze all the way to my neck. Now I'm in a chair. Legs have slowly atrophied. And it wasn't even the worst part. I lost all my fellow soldiers, all my friends. They had families, little kids, and they were all killed. And I survived. That's not fair. I've got no one. Nobody cares about me. I should have died there, and they should have survived. But instead, their kids grow up without their dads while I sit and play games in a chair. That's terrible. I'm very sorry, BJ, but don't say that. You survived, and someday you'll have a family of your own. You survived for them. Tell this to the little girl who got her dead father's uniform from me. Fuck. Hey, buddy. Alright, sorry. I'm fine. I haven't brought this up in a while. It's painful to reopen this old wound. I understand. I was getting crazy drunk and stoned. Then I got addicted to this MMO. Met you and Chloe there. In some way, you saved me. Every night, I was looking forward to play with you. I'd ascend into another world to forget about the present. And I'd find you there. Now we're here together in the present. Everything's gonna be fine. Yeah, sorry I broke down. Maybe shouldn't cry to another man. Heh. That's what friends are for. Men cry too. We're all human. Especially in a situation like this. Yeah. Would you like dinner dessert? Motherfucker, I need some time to get used to this. Ha ha. Mom, did you say mom? Miranda? Mom? What the hell is he talking about? Conan, calm down. It's okay. We'll have dessert. Bring us the best one you have. Okay, Grim, one moment. What was that? Actually, it's a very interesting story. Basically, these robots... If they're capable of this, maybe they can patch me up too? I don't know. You should ask Dr. Garden. He knows better. Grim, hey! Hey, Lou. This is BJ, our new chosen one. I don't believe you've met before. No, pleasure to meet you, BJ. I'm Lou, Mistress Octavia's right hand. And her humble servant, right? Likewise. Okay, I'll probably go get some rest or hang around the Citadel. Maybe I can find Dr. Garden. Is he the one that was in the portal room? Yes, that's him. Oh, I'm afraid Dr. Garden is unavailable now. He's in the middle of something important with Mistress Octavia. Okay, see ya. See you later, dude. What about this important thing? Does Chloe have something to do with this? Grim, it's a secret task. I can't talk about it. Come on, you can tell me. I'm the chosen one and you like me. You can tell me everything. No, Grim, I really can't. Fine, I won't pry. Well... But what if I force you to tell me? Will you obey me? Oh, I... Stop. Grim, someone might see us. So what, are you scared of someone? No, it's just unprofessional. I'm Madam President's right hand. I should act accordingly. Yeah, so being your submissive puppet and doing all this kinky stuff while the whole world is going down the drain? Do you think that's professional? No, Grim, that's different. A heavy burden lies on the shoulders of Mistress Octavia, and these sessions help her relieve the tension. And I'm just a humble servant of my mistress, just like I was taught. This is restricted to her penthouse. We both act professional during working hours. Well, maybe sometimes in her office, but that's rare. All right, fine. Would you like to come in? Mistress won't need me anymore today, so I have some free time now. Sounds tempting. Great, let's go. Have a seat. I'll get changed. Wearing heels and skirt the whole time is impossible. Okay. So you're living here? Nice residence. Bigger than my cabin. Yeah, my job has its own perks. Yeah, that's what it means to lick her way into the crib. You look good. Suits you nice. It's even weird seeing you like that. Ha! Thanks. Just wondered, I consider this to be our first date, so I decided that we could watch a movie. Awesome, I'm in. I ordered someone to find us a TV and a DVD player. It wasn't easy to obtain. Someone's ready, yeah? Aha, what are we watching? There aren't many options. I found a couple of old discs at the flea market. The salesman told me that these are the best movies from your time. I think they even won some award. Oh, that's exciting. Show me. What? Incredible Super Spider-Human 3 with Garfield? No way. Is it a good movie? Is it a good movie? It's fucking awesome. In my time, no one could ever think that this movie would ever come out. Wow, guys won't believe me if I tell them. I don't understand. This movie comes out 2 years after The Moment You Take Me. I haven't seen it yet. From my time, no one has seen it. No one has any idea that it could even come out. I would be the first one to watch it. Jeez. Okay, I haven't seen the past ones. Maybe I need to know something about this? Nah, don't worry. They're not very good. Oh, okay. And the second disc, maybe it's better? Oh, the second one. What do we have here? Star Piece Episode 10? The description says somehow Palpatine came back again? We're watching this. Okay. I don't really get it. This man flies with his web in a tight suit? Uh-huh. But how? And how does he have a web? Well, it's really simple. He's bitten by a special spider, and now his body makes webs. Well, it was a radioactive spider. Wow, cool. Actually, no, wait. That's McGuire was bitten by a spider, and his body started to make webs. Garfield's making some. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Andrew Garfield did make his own. I don't get it. You see, there are three trilogies about spider humans. Yeah, that would be the actual Andrew Garfield Spider-Man 3, which I don't actually... Yeah, again, I don't think that's actually going to exist. And basically it turned out that way that everybody that filmed this movie... It basically turned out that way that every... That eventually they filmed this movie as well. Cool, right? Maybe. You lost me. Let's just keep watching. Just enjoy the movie. Okay. Grim. Unreal, right? No, yeah. I know, I'm gonna come myself. I have goosebumps. Grim! Yeah, what's wrong? I want you, that's what. I thought that in your time, watching movies is just an excuse for sex. It can be. Well, yeah, but that's Incredible Spider-Human 3. Aren't you curious what's gonna happen next? Are you for real? You want to watch this stupid movie instead of having sex with me? Well, I... What would my viewers want? Okay, but we'll watch the rest of the movie later. You can do whatever you want after. Come here now. Hey. Hey. I want to taste you. Yeah, come on. Oh, Grim, why is it that... What? Good. Yeah, it's so warm. Like that. Slow down. Tug render looks kind of odd. It's just... I haven't really seen a tongue in this program. Oh, Grim, it feels so good. You're doing so good with your tongue, I even feel a little bit dizzy. Her pussy is so tasty, the salty aftertaste, her juices. God, it drives me insane. Grim, I think... Hang on, I feel like I want to pee, but there's something different. I can't explain. Lou, don't hold back. I want to bring you to... I want to bring your maximum pleasure. Come from my tongue. Licks and slurps. Shaking and uneven breathing. Aye! Moans. Good! Ah! Holy shit! Oh god, Grim, I feel so ashamed. I don't know where that came from. This has never happened to me. Please forgive me. Damn, that's so hot, lying under while she's pouring all her juices on me. Phew, that felt great. I want you now. Come here, Grim. Take your clothes off and sit on the bed. Let me start with a hand job. Look at this masterpiece. I really missed it. Do you want to get his photo? We could hang it on the wall. Aha, no, Grim. I'm all right. You should visit me more often. Grim, I'm officially in love with your dick. There is no dildo that could compete with a real dick, especially if it's as beautiful as this one. Aha, thanks. For the first time, someone actually confessed their love for my dick. Oh, I'm sure it's not the last time, hee-hee. Oh, yeah, I like that. It's so thick, so meaty. Keep going, Lou. Yeah, women will go crazy if you've got the thickness. And men too, unfortunately, they get to be really bad. Like that stalker I had when I was actually doing adult stuff on the adult site. That stalker that tried to contact me just a month or so ago. See, I thought I was rid of him because, as you guys know, I haven't done stuff like that in a long time. You can't even find my old stuff. I looked for it just to see if it still existed. It's stupidly difficult to find. And finding what you do find is so rare, it's like I never existed at all on that site, which is good because I kind of wanted to scrub most of it. But at any rate, yeah, that guy, dude, he found my shit and he stalked the hell out of me. So it was not cool. That was fucking awful, by the way. I know she's like playing with his dick, but this, you gotta be careful, guys. Some women, they go pretty crazy over it. I have one that constantly reminds me on social media. I know! She does that all the time. Keep going, Lou. That's it. I can't hold on. I want to lick its head. I've had an Asian woman say that to me. She said straight up, she said, I want to lick the tip. Maybe a little too personal, but, you know, it's very, that's one thing that's interesting about Asian women. When you're doing consensual sexting, a lot of them will definitely go for the tip. That's one thing I've noticed. I've had a couple Asian women, they never say anything else. They're more about blowjobs and licking than anything else, which is really interesting. Because a lot of women, they're like, oh, I want that in me. They're like, no, I just want to lick it. It's like a lollipop to them. It's really weird. I don't know if other women from other ethnicities are like that, but I've just known this to be a thing with Asian women. Oh, no. Yeah, just like that. They want to lick the tip. Do you want me to put it in my mouth? Why are you even asking me that? I expected as much. Damn, your mouth is so warm. Holy moly, if she can go down like that. Fuck, how does it fit in there? Lou, if you keep this up, I'm not gonna last long. Fucking, shit. Fine, you shouldn't finish so fast. That's it, my pussy is so weak. Grim, put it in me, I beg you. I want to feel you inside. Shit, oh, fuck. Yes, bang me, Grim, fuck me. Grunts and moans. Grim, don't stop. Fight my tight pussy properly. I want to be your whore tonight. Can you feel me squeezing it around your dick? Damn, wow, that's exceptional. Yes. She's an Herbal Essences commercial right now. Fuck me. Ah, fuck! So is that everything? Because I think, yeah, they did missionary. That's all they did. They did the blowjob, did the teasing, did the hand job. Come. Lou, I can't hold it anymore. I'm going to come. It's fine, sweetie. Come. I won't be able to come again. Come on me. I want your hot cum all over my body, she says. Yeah. I'm almost... Ah! Come on me, Grim. Come on my little belly and boobies. Come on. Fuck. Ah! Yeah! Breathes heavily. Jesus Christ, it feels so good. As much as I like to feel your sperm on my body, but it's such a waste. It's so hot and sticky. Yeah, yummy. I think our first official date was a success. Can't argue with that. We needed to take you from the past much earlier. Haha. Where we have such a good time, Grim. Scene unlocked. What a day. Lou is so greedy. Despite her situation and position, she kind of started to think about having pleasure for herself. At least when Octavia's not around. shit, it's so easy to get lost in this building. I don't remember being here before, although I think that the portal room is somewhere nearby. Whoa. Excuse me. Wow, Charles, you really learned a lot. You got much better at this game. Thanks, Olga. I think human never stops learning until the... What? That's not a really good translation on that. Thanks, Olga. I think humans never stop learning until the day they die. Especially when it's chess. It's not just a game. It's a real mind training. Well, even though I encourage your desire for self-development, but can you put your books down for a couple minutes to fix the door? Oh yeah, my bad. I'll take care of it tomorrow. She hasn't deep dived in a long time. We come here less often. I forgot about the door already, after all this time. What the hell? You're right, it was a long time. Charles, I'm concerned about her. She's getting worse. She's getting more unpredictable. Temper tantrums happen more often. She started making really rash decisions that could be a threat for all of us. I feel her anger boiling more and more each time, and her sessions with Lou and other age and servants are not as effective as before. I can see how it's been hard for her. We've done the impossible and finally made the portal work, but I can see her disappointment. Spending so much time on this project and all that's left for her is to make the last step, and she was helpless. That's ironic. Charles, I think she's giving up. We're helpless too. If she can't get it under control and make saving humanity her priority, then it's not too long until we reach our demise. Yeah, it scares me too. People are talking already. Baron engaged his spies in the cities. He feels that Octavia's power is getting weaker. We gotta hurry up. And we should be ready for the possibility that we won't be able to modernize the portal and go through with her plan. As much as I respect Octavia, and as much as I'm faithful to her, as much as I'd like to help her, our priority is a mission to save humanity. So that's our goal, Derek. And if we... No, you can't. I won't. Just listen. Shut up. Go away. Get out. What the hell? Charles, get her out. Fucking turn it off. What the fuck? How did she wake? I don't know. Something's wrong. It's like the code went crazy. Turn it off. Just shut it down. I can't. It doesn't respond. Just pull the fucking lever. What the fuck is going on here? Grim, what are you doing here? You know what? I don't care. Come and help me. Quick. Grab her legs. We need to take her to the bedroom. What the hell is going on here? Is she even breathing? Breathing. The rest is none of your business. Again, you wandered somewhere you're not supposed to be. I'm not interested, Grim. Just help me carry her. Shit, why is she so heavy? I know. Let's put her on the bed. Okay, well, fine. Thanks for the help, Grim. Olga, what happened to her? Why was she shouting? And what was she doing there? Grim, it's absolutely none of your business. I'm not telling you anything. But, no buts about it. Matter closed and keep quiet about it. Grim, I'm being serious. Forget what you saw here. Grim, I'm worried about her. It's not easy for her. I don't know what that was, but it definitely can't be good. Can you stay here with her? To keep an eye? Of course, I'll sit with her, no worries. Maybe we should undress her? What is that for? Sleeping in bed and what? Sleeping in bed and clothes? No, that's not what they wanted to say. You want her to sleep in the bed with her clothes on? Not good. There's really no need. Okay, I'm gonna go. If there's anything, you can call me over the comm. It's on the wall in the next room. Okay. Not really sure about this. I think I should still undress her. Fucking hell, she has such big milkers. Fuck, what a woman. I have such filthy thoughts now. Oh my god. Boy, they're really pushing me, aren't they? Just a little peek. Holy, look at those nipples. I can't control myself, I have to do this. Mutters. Fuck, it's very risky. Okay, I should leave her, let her rest, or... No, that's too much. Grim, keep it together. Okay, let her sleep. I hope she's just gonna be fine. What the hell happened? Was I supposed to kind of go all the way? Fuck, I can't help myself. Oh, there's a render that you get if you go that far. I didn't know that. What the hell is going on here? Fuck, I can't help myself. Wow, bushy. She has such a tender pussy, neat outer lips, and it's so warm between them. Damn, it's so hot. Shit, that's enough. I certainly don't want her to wake up. I'll definitely get my ass beat for something like this. Okay, let her sleep. I hope she's just gonna be fine. Or I hope she's gonna be just fine. And then she starts crying. I'm so tired. Where are you, Grim? Oh, fuck! Ah! Hiccup! Yeah. She said, shit, hiccup! Yeah. Ma'am, are you hurt? Do you need help? Fuck you! If you come at least a feet if you come at least a foot closer, I'll put this finger right up your ass, you motherfucker! Do I need help? Go help your wife. What a fucking helper. Takes a lot of gulps. Breathes heavily while barely walking. What? Look. What? What? Oh, have I slept here through the night? She doesn't look homeless. Ma'am, are you okay? Who the fuck are you? Sorry, I'm Elizabeth. I sat down for a moment, but ended up sleeping here all night. You probably slept next to me. So what, are we besties now? Sorry, I thought I needed to check on you just in case. I'd better go. Have a nice... Whoa, I've been hit by a fucking storm. I assume it wasn't in the ocean. Had a crazy night? Yeah, fucking celebration. Fun was overflowing from a bottle right down my throat. Something happened? Listen, what do you care? Don't you have your own problems? Stay away from me. Move along. If we fell asleep on the same beach, it doesn't mean that we should talk. Sorry. If we fell asleep on the same bench, it doesn't mean that we should talk. Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't. I was trying to be nice. Wait a minute, you're that crazy TV presenter you're that crazy TV reporter from, hold on, I'm trying to do this right, guys. You're that crazy TV reporter from Channel 24 News, and you stolen sneakers from my son. Haha, yeah, I actually stole them, and you're crazy how quickly you went from kindness to abuse. Wait, your son? Your son is a salesman? Yes. Haha, it sure is a small world, although it's not very surprising in this city. Every other person here is either fucking your neighbor or your wife's employee. Yeah, right. I remember that newscast. I'm really sorry. Sorry, what's your name? My name is Get Lost. I'm not gonna spill my guts to you. I told you, move along. Leave me alone. Veronica or something, right? Veronica Jones, but not for much longer. I'll get rid of this shitty surname soon, as well as the fucker that bears it. Are you talking about murder? Maybe. Ha ha. I'm talking about a divorce. I'll kick this asshole out, sign all the papers, and that's it. But I think our house is still in this bastard's name. Fucking cunning cocksucker. He probably already knew this would happen and decided to have a backup plan. Smart man. You know, I totally understand. I went through that too. Your husband also fucked the chief editor in the ass? Oh. As far as I know, he never cheated on me, but he really hurt me. He left the family and left me alone with our son. It wasn't easy. I was completely alone with a child. We were always short on money. All this stress strongly affected my health, but fortunately I was able to raise a great son. My boy, my Grim. Shoe boy, what's the matter? You're looking too sad while talking about it. It's not that I don't care, but still. He went missing. Missing? What do you mean missing? I stole sneakers from him literally the other day. Where's he gone? I don't know. He just vanished. Not a note, not a message. He left his phone at home. His friends don't know anything either. What about the police? Did you talk to them? Yes, and not just once. I was just returning from a police station yesterday. Sat down for a rest and fell asleep. I haven't slept for 2 days. I had no energy left. So what about the cops? Are they looking for him? What did the detectives say? They're looking, but they don't have a single lead. This could be interesting. You know, I wasn't always a TV reporter. As a student, I was into investigative journalism. In fact, it was my major. I've conducted several successful investigations. They were mostly local political investigations, but still. I think I could help you out. My career is already over, and soon I'm going to end up with no husband, no house, no name, and no money. Really? But what's it to you? It's not some kind of bombshell, just a missing boy. Shoe store salesman. Yeah, you're right. Sounds pretty boring. But if this case is not that simple, then it's going to be a bombshell. I can already see the headlines. A missing shoe salesman was found. The mystery of the disappearance of a young man was revealed thanks to the genius investigation by Veronica Jones. I can clear my name. Sorry, but I couldn't care less about your name. I want to get my son back. Hey, take it easy, okay? Sorry, I'll help you bring your son back, or rather find him. And also, if everything works out, I can clean myself and save my career. Should be clean my slate, rather, but whatever. Your son is found, my career is saved. If not a reporter career, then at least a journalist career. So what do you say? Help each other out? I don't know. How can you help me? Police are doing it already. How can a failed reporter help me when she has anger issues, trouble with alcohol, and also a thief? Who are you calling failed? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You're not failed, you just have a difficult period in life. I get that. I'm really stressed out. I'm very tired. I didn't mean to. Yeah, okay, forget it. I can use any help if it somehow helps me find my son. And if not find him, at least figure out where he went. So I'll be glad if you help me. Okay, do you have any... Wow. Do you have the slightest idea? Is there something I should know? Has he been acting strange recently? Anything unusual happened? What's the last thing you remember before he disappeared? Everything is usual. Well, he was worried about his future. We talked about it a little bit, but nothing. There has to be something. At least a small clue. Think about this. What did he say? What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Game. He got this weird game. This mysterious game in a box? Yeah, I immediately thought it was weird and even a bit creepy. I just left for work and he started playing it. He's our first lead. We should pursue this, and we should start with the game. Is it at home now? Probably. Should be. Should we go? Elizabeth, right? Yes. Nice to meet you. Okay. And that's where we're going to end for this week. I know I didn't do it a couple of weeks. We haven't done it, but we're definitely going to continue doing this. Good series, and again, on March the 22nd, I'll be able to play Chapter 2, Part 1, if we do finish Chapter 1, which has been really long. Who knows, we might not get to Chapter 2, Part 1, till April or May. I don't know how long this Chapter 1 is, but it's certainly long. At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I am out. Hold on, I'm not out yet. Oh, one more thing. The guy, Mr. Moonme, also says in his Patreon updates that there would no longer be any more public versions of the game. I know that sucks. So the only way you can get it is through the Patreon. Now, they may be bringing it to Steam soon, eventually, depending on how far it gets and all that kind of thing. So I guess there'll be a version of that there, but not right now. And right now he's trying to refine it and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, this has been a long... This was only supposed to be like, you know, the first episode. So it was supposed to be short, right? But this has been longer than Fresh Women, and that was a complete season. So, yeah, you're getting a bang for your buck when you get this game off itch.io. But if you want Chapter 2 Part 1, you can get it now for $30 a month. I know, $30 a month is steep as shit. That's why I have the cheapest price, which is, you know, I have to wait till March, almost the end of March 22nd, almost the end of the month. But it's worth it. It's a really interesting game. I like it. I like the characters. And it does definitely need some work in the English script. You can tell I had to change a lot of things around this time. But, I don't know. It is what it is. Maybe it'll get better as it goes on. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future.